in the information you've received and correlated by channeling, what do you know about the results of suicide for people on the other side?
There's not an Old Testament judgmental God that's going to punish you, even though it may not be a good thing to do to take your own life, maybe unnatural or taking away something that is God-given or nature-given. But nonetheless, you're not really punished for it or judged for it other than that you judge yourself. That this seems to be a recurrent story across these hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of sources over 120 years that we've studied, is that you review your own life and you look at it and you look at the sins of omissions and the sins of commission, and if one of the big sins in this sense was taking your own life prematurely, or you didn't have to, or you got impatient, or you got angry, or frustrated, and you did it, and then it's irrevocable, and you're over there on the other side. What are the repercussions of it? Well, first of all, there can be it's irrevocable, and you have to live with that, the repercussions of that. Plus, we are in a great school system, a great learning, soul growth learning system that's interdimensional and that transcends life and death, as I understand it, from all these endless sources and from some of my own experiences. And so, to take your own life you didn't give your life, you didn't give yourself the life, and so it's not really yours to take in that sense. And to do that prematurely is exactly what your wife had said. We need to play out what we've been given. It's kind of God-given or nature-given. It's fate-given. And if it gets very painful or seems to be intolerable, then in a sense that's part of the soul growth and part of the lesson learning and the compassion we can bring to others later. But if you do kill yourself, it doesn't mean you fry in hell forever. You make your own heaven or hell in a sense. There is a purgatorial place you can go to, and so can the suicide bombers go there. Allah doesn't, give them the 70 virgins and grin ear to ear when they get over there, right? They really find out that they were sold kind of a propaganda bill of goods by the terrorist subculture they came up in. But it doesn't mean that they're tortured worse than they could be tortured, on this side. We torture ourselves. But we are redeemed. We can redeem ourselves. We can forgive ourselves and others. And there's a positive side to this story. But the fact that we are dealt these cards, dealt this life, no matter how painful psychologically or psycho-emotionally or physically it is, we should be sticking it out, seems to be the moral of the story that I hear from the other side, except in cases with terminal illness, extreme pain, and so on.
Well, I was going to go there. I mean, there are, in other words, there are, in essence, mitigating circumstances. Yes?
Yes, yes. And to really truly empathically indwell in another person's lived experience, to walk in their shoes, to look out through their eyes, to hold the pain that their heart holds, which is, we're not psychic, unfortunately, as a species yet. Some of us are a little bit, but we can't really do that, so we can't get out of ourselves and into another to really know what it was like that they jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge, the umpteenth person to do it, because we weren't in their shoes. It's easy for us to say, oh, you shouldn't have done that. You should have just held on to your cross or your Jesus medal or whatever and stuck around and let faith see you through. Well, when you're in the throes of that experiential angst and dark night of the soul, it can be so awful, in your bones so awful, that when you said that you thought you had this pills in your mouth, my question to you was going to be, was it that you were angry at God or life,
no,
or was it that you wanted to join her?
No, yes, to the latter. I wanted to join her. Mm-hmm. I saw no, I could not conceive of any reason to continue to live without her.
Yes.
It was as simple as that.
I live every day with the thought experiment of losing my wife for 27 years, and I ache in my belly, and I actually can cry real tears, even though she's still here. But I'm already anticipating that one of us is going to have to go. We're going to lose each other. One of us is going to lose the other soon, and we're not getting any younger. And so I know that feeling already in myself. And would I want to live without her? I don't feel like I would, but I will. Yes, just like you will.
I almost didn't, though, and so I wonder. I mean, in a way, you said it yourself a moment ago. You said that we were given this life. In other words, I didn't give myself life. I was given life, right?
Yep.
So if I take my own life, how does that differ And does it differ cosmically or whatever from taking another life? Is it murder? If I take my own life, how does it differ from murder?
It is. It's self-murder. Sometimes suicide is defined as self-murder or self-homicide.
Well, murder is a deadly sin for sure. I mean, it's a very, very serious sin. So if we believe that suicide is murder, as it would be if I took a gun and shot somebody else, then are you also going to tell me that if I took a gun and shot somebody else, there would be nothing on the other side in the way of hell and brimstone for me?
Well, there is punishment, but not the sort of the one-dimensional kind of comic strip notion of the punishment. In a sense, it could be conceived as even worse. I mean, if you're going to have to, if you caused pain to someone else, until you've had pain caused to you, so that you know what it's like to be on the other, to have true empathy, true golden rule: do not do unto others as you would not have done unto yourself. So you know what it really feels like in another life, you know, within a life, in another life, reincarnationally, whatever it may be. It seems like we're given an opportunity to experience enough that we can have true love and compassion for our fellow beings, and that takes a lot of living. You can't always do it in one lifetime. But to kill somebody else is to take their life away, the opportunities that they had up until then, and it's one of the most tremendous no-nos you can do metaphysically, of course, spiritually, of course it is. But there's a belief.
Okay, is there a spiritual difference between taking somebody else's life and your own?
I think they're both essentially the same, and that they're God or nature given, and that we didn't give it to ourselves, and so we shouldn't do it in either case. It's a tremendous presumption to stop that continuum, that process, whether it's your own or somebody else's. I do make a qualitative distinction between whether you're taking your own life or someone else's. For me, it's a worse sin, if you want to put it, to take someone else's life, the presumption on another life force, another being, another evolving soul. But they're an immortal spirit, and they're just not just their bodies, that you're ending the life of the body, and so it's not death forever to them, in my frame of reference from the research I've done. But to take your own life is to, in a sense, to kind of cop out of the process you were involved in, which was a learning and growth process, including as painful as it was, because sometimes the biggest challenges we're dealt are the least easy ones. And if we kept changing the channel, so to speak, or, you know, popping the pills every time it got difficult, we would keep avoiding the lesson learning and the soul growth that I believe we're here to do, so that eventually we can help other souls.